USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump went to the epicenter of the border crisis Wednesday and slammed President Biden's open border policy, favoring illegal immigration over the American people's safety.
People just weren't getting in unless they came in legally. And now we have an open, really dangerous border, more dangerous than it's ever been in the history of our country.
President Trump went on to say the country is sick right now. Congressman Mike Johnson with the House Judiciary Committee was a part of Trump's entourage and reported to Fox News.
Biden could have just gone to the beach and this thing would have been okay. We were close to completing these sections in these important areas, but he reversed those policies and now we're seeing the effect of it. It's devastating.
A Texas A&M study for nearly 30 years put Los Angeles as the worst traffic in the country. We have a new winner or loser in 2021. New York, Newark region now has the worst traffic in the nation. USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The WHO and the CDC have conflicting mask guidances. Dan Naraki explains.
The World Health Organization has recommended that fully vaccinated people should continue to wear masks as a protection against the highly infectious Delta variant of the coronavirus. But the CDC has not changed its recommendation that vaccinated people can take off the masks in most situations. Chief White House Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci says the WHO makes recommendations for the entire planet, and in many countries there are still low vaccination rates combined with high infection rates. He tells CBS News that's not the issue in the U.S.
So it is not comparable to look at what the WHO is recommending for the planet compared to what we in the United States, which have done generally quite well with vaccinations, why the CDC is remaining with their original recommendation that people who are vaccinated do not need to wear a mask indoor or outdoor.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
America is remembering one of our great leaders. Tim Burke from the Phoenix, USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Former Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld has died. Rumsfeld, surrounded by his family, died in New Mexico at the age of 88. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton reflects on the legacy of the former defense secretary on Fox News.
And Don Rumsfeld, even when he was in the business world, he remained engaged. He sat on public commissions, and he rang the alarm on a lot of matters. He was talking about the importance of missile defense as well in those days. So both times when he became Secretary of Defense, he took charge of a military that needed to begin to update and modernize.
President Trump visited the unfinished border wall yesterday and saw the crisis firsthand, saying the country is sick right now. Included in the entourage, Louisiana Congressman Republican Mike Johnson on Fox News had this to say.
The Biden administration's border policies have created a crisis that is a threat to every single American. And the thing that stood out to us the most is really the human tragedy of it all. We saw droves of migrants coming over. We stayed there late into the night, after 1 o'clock in the morning. Groups come across 24 hours a day, particularly at night, because they think they'll be undetected. There are unaccompanied minors. There are children abandoned literally by the cartels there. And the scope of this humanitarian crisis is something that I think should alarm every single person in this country, in addition to the safety and security measures that every American ought to be concerned about.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.